WLBC News Update, I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business, and we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you
a lifetime. Stay online.
Yep. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at 30. High noon.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the new world order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Aye, aye, aye.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Ooh!
Crazy.
But that's how it goes.
Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford for another edition of Travel World. Steve, how's it going?
Going good. Glad to be here once again, Willem.
Oh, yes. Another Saturday has come and gone. We've actually, today we were on the air doing our French version of Travel World in Montreal. We were invited on French radio CJMS to conduct the third of three specials where we got invited. It's amazing how Travel World has become popular not only in English Canada and the United States, but French Canada as well.
A lot of funny jokes and a lot of fun was had by all when we did the show live from Montreal's restaurant Les Courtisans.
That's right, in the east end of Montreal, and they certainly had enough airplay this morning.
Oh, they were happy with it. They were more than happy.
And we definitely solidified our reputation as the Howard Stern of travel.
Oh, yes, you did talk to
a naked woman on the air,
and you've done that both in English and in French, and Howard Stern cannot say that.
That's for sure. Yeah, well, eat your heart out, as they say. Well, we went very recently down to Bellows Falls, Vermont. We usually pass through there on our way to Brattleboro, and the thing is, every time we stop in, we enjoy ourselves, and we decided this time we really should take a much closer look to see exactly what's in Bellows Falls.
And joining us now on the line is Robert McBride from the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project, and one of the prime movers and shakers of the revitalization of Bellows Falls, a town that I first went through more than 35 years ago, and this past month was the first time that I really got to explore it in depth. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great this Saturday morning. Tell us a bit more about Bellows Falls. First of all, where is it exactly in the state of Vermont?
Well, Bellows Falls is down in the southeastern corner of the state. It's along the Connecticut River, and it's about shares a border on the river with New Hampshire, and just about 20 miles north of Massachusetts.
Now, somebody comes to Bellows Falls for a weekend getaway. There is a lot to do in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the history of the town is one that was set in the late 1700s, and it has all to do with, of course, being situated right there on the Connecticut River. It's the narrowest point of the Connecticut River in its entire flow, and the Abenaki Indians used to gather there for the salmon spawning in the spring and the Atlantic shad. And since then, when it got settled a little bit more, it was basically a big paper mill manufacturing town. So the history goes back a long way. In the community is the Rockingham Meeting House, which is the oldest public building in the state of Vermont, built in 1787, which still has no electricity, no plumbing in it. It's just its original design. And so between the history and the architecture of the buildings and its situation, there's a lot. Plus, Bellows Falls always acted as a hub community for the surrounding communities around the 20-mile radius.
Now, so people coming to Bellows Falls, they have the opportunity to take a self-guided walking tour of the historic city center.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. That tour was put together by the Chamber a number of years ago and enhanced. And because we are such a small community of 3,300 people, we don't have a lot of people that are docents that can handle things. So we try to set the community out for anyone visiting would do walking tours on their own and pick up a lot of the history on their own.
There's some beautiful buildings that go back to the turn of the century, and just to stand there, you can transpose yourself back in time.
Mm-hmm.
What we also liked was, this time we stayed at the Whippoorwill Cabins, and that, it too, is going back in time to the days when roadside cabins were the place to stay, or the only place to stay, for the newfound road traffic along the highways and byways of America, kind of like U.S. Highway 5 going through Bellows Falls was an eastern version of Route 66.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. When they did put through, I mean, Route 5 was the main road going through from north to south until the interstate came in, but the interstate wasn't actually till about the late 60s, early 70s. And in fact, the exits and on-ramps for the interstate are, you know, located about 5 miles from the north and south of Bellows Falls. So we've escaped a lot of the development and the Miracle Mile things would happen. But like Canada, Vermont's a very rural state, and the demographics often don't even warrant that kind of development. So Bellows Falls really does have a unique flavor that hasn't been changed that much.
Part of the appeal over in Bellows Falls is local artist Charlie Hunter and his paintings that we saw over at Una's restaurant, one of which was a really neat, realistic painting of an interstate off-ramp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charlie has settled into the community here and does a lot of work with some of the buildings that existed and with the local site. He's a big train fanatic, and often he'll do the stations and things that haven't changed since the late 1800s.
Now, talking about trains, one can take a historic train ride right from Bellows Falls on the Green Mountain Railroad.
Exactly. The Green Mountain Flyer runs basically through about end of May, Memorial Day, through foliage travel, and does several trips each week. And we also have Amtrak that stops there, the Vermonter, which goes from St. Albans with a bus connection to Montreal, and then all the way down to Washington, D.C. That comes through once a day in each direction.
That becomes part of our tradition as well when we pass through Bellows Falls, is to relive those days of train travel, taking the Green Mountain Flyer. This goes back to when we first went through Bellows Falls. Of course, you were the original site of Steamtown USA. That's how we first knew of Bellows Falls in the 60s. That attraction is no longer there, moving to Scranton, Pennsylvania. But having gone to both attractions, I still remember, probably with more fondness, the time when I visited it in Bellows Falls.
Yep, when I had first moved to the community, Steamtown was still here. And we're sorry we lost that, but we still have a lot of train history that's here and a lot of active train work that's going on.
Restaurants also make up a great part of the Bellows Falls experience, and we ate at a number of them. We mentioned Una's before. That sort of almost like a bistro-style upscale restaurant that could very easily hold its own in New York, Toronto, Montreal, and here it is in Bellows Falls.
Yep, Una opened her restaurant about 3 years ago, and it's fine dining. She also incorporates a lot of music series that happens. We have a singer-songwriter night that happens there every Thursday evening, and then she has local musicians also play on the weekend, and there's a jazz night regularly. And she's really created a nice atmosphere there, a place that visitors feel comfortable in, but local people want to go in and catch up with some other folks. They're always welcome there and always feel treated very well by Una and staff.
We noticed that a number of people were regulars, people were welcomed by name, and that they come from a number of miles around to enjoy a meal at Una's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really fulfilled a great need in the community, and we're glad she's here.
The menu changes every day. It's not just standard menu. It caters to seasonal variations, and there is a program where visiting chefs from other noted restaurants in the area come in.
Yep. She has a daily menu. Like, as you said, it changes daily and uses a lot of different local suppliers of the food sources. You know, we have a lot of good produce here and different things, and she really works with them on that.
Now, for family dining, we also had the chance to go to Athens Pizza, which has been over 20 years in the Bellows Falls community. A real great pizza, a very community-oriented restaurant, very active in the community. And it's not just pizza that you can get, but submarine sandwiches and a variety of lasagna plates. And no, that was very... It was a Friday night, and people made Athens Pizza their place to go out to.
Absolutely, the destination for a lot of us local residents, and Richie has run that place for all that time. He started out in a much smaller space right in the downtown and then expanded into the larger space. But it's great with the amount and the kinds of food that he serves. And it's once again, like Una's, he sets up an environment there that people feel very comfortable going to.
We're talking today about Bellows Falls here on Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We'll be back after we take a short commercial break, talking with Robert McBride of the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project, the revitalization of Bellows Falls, Vermont.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom crafted...
Robert?
Yes?
Can you please call us back? The phone line noise is terrible.
Okay, I'm going to call you back at that same number, the
624-8872. Yeah, thank you.
And great. I'll call you back, and I got Charlie Jarrett here with me.
Thank you.
Okay.
At St. Catherine, telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions.
Yeah.
The words you use are always judged. The words you understand.
And that was at his end, eh?
Oh, yeah, no, it was the phone line was causing that.
Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take...
Anyway, we've got plugs in for lots of places so far.
Master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the Travel World's media correspondent. Business is new to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401.
Robert?
Yes, is that going to be any better?
I hope so, but it's still kind of noisy. Oh well, I guess we're just having a bad phone day.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for another plug-in phone.
Oh well. We'll go with it like this then.
Do you want me to try to call in one more time? I might be able to get a plug-in phone that goes directly. Maybe it's my portable.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, give me a minute.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location. When you experience any discomfort,
lose 180 pounds of ugly fat overnight. Get a divorce.
Tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their 2 Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready?
Tabernacle.
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
Accept anything. You have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need.
Okay, I hope you call back soon.
Imagine so many people out there.
You've got Charlie Jarvis currently.
Hello, am I on the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Ah, yes, a magical Mysteria. That song always conjures up, because I saw the video for that by Def Leppard, and it was a car driving through the fall foliage season. It reminds me of
Vermont.
Every time I think of it. Welcome back as Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
On the Travel World Radio Show, another edition here.
Magical and mystery, and we try to bring out some of that magic and mystery when we stayed at the Whippoorwill Cabins last month, some of the local lore and stories of the area, and we... didn't see anything mysterious, but it was just like stepping back in time, though.
Oh, we saw a few mysterious things, that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
You took pictures at the Whippoorwill cabins, and none of them came out.
None of them came out, no.
It must be the ghosts.
It must be the ghosts. And
Trooper Hardwick.
And the story of a 1962 and the Brattleboro Barracks. And, of course, you can go check it out for yourself, see whether there are any mysterious spirits. But I think it is like stepping back into another era. 70 years ago, we're talking about the cabins that populated the roadside of America. And
the legendary Pop Rocks exorcisms.
Oh, yes. Well, many people in Mexico believe in that. And they they do serve the trick. They do serve the trick.
And certainly they serve that trick. And could it be a squirrel on the roof, or was that really
the hand of Trooper Hardwick coming back? That's why it's always good to come prepared, and you don't want to be carried off in the world. You want to make sure that those leg irons are nice and tight.
And we welcome back on the air with us Robert McBride from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Wow, this is just as noisy as the last one. Mine,
I know, and I tried to change phones. I don't know, we just have a bad connection.
Well, I guess so. It
the
must
spirits
be
spirits in the air.
It's bad phone day today. Must be the spirits of Bellows Falls that who are trying to prevent this broadcast.
Right. It could be.
Well, we encountered certain spirits down at the Whippoorwill cabins when we went down. And, you have special guests with you, don't you, Robert?
Yes. I actually have here sitting in my office with me Charlie Jarris, who runs the local Miss Bellows Falls Diner and has been in the community a long time, and I'm sure can share some stories with us.
The Miss Bellows Falls Diner.
I'm
was
going to turn us over to Charlie.
Certainly. Charlie, welcome to Travel World.
Hello.
Charlie, welcome to Travel World.
Oh, nice to be on.
Absolutely. Well, the Miss Bellows Falls Diner is actually reminiscent of a railroad car. They were specially built as diner cars, and this one started out, as many others did, and it was actually brought to Bellows Falls, and you're running it now. It's right on the main street as you drive through.
Right.
Tell us a bit more about your diner.
Well, I know quite a bit of history on it. I'm a bit of a history buff, and Rob is a filmmaker also, so I feel a bit of the history of things. The diner actually was built in a town that I was lived in, actually born in Worcester, Massachusetts, but down the street from where I live, I kind of realized that. And I came to Bellows Falls on a flatbed truck in 1942, which is sort of surprising that I found come to find out, across the street, they used to make war material. So they needed another eatery in the town, so they were able to do that. So they set it there in 42, and that's where it came back. Since 60 years now, and actually the name of the diner before that was Frankie and Johnny's, where it sat somewhere in Massachusetts.
Frankie and Johnny's Diner, but it's quite neat to have a little piece of history like that, too, something that also helped out with the war effort.
Yeah, well, it really is. I mean, I've had it for 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, having not really, you know, been into the history of the diner when I first bought it, and after so many people have walked in and out of there, it's one of the first places people stop when they first come into our town, Bellows Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's extremely important, I found out, to really make a good impression on the folks that do stop by, whether or not they're from Rhode Island or France or wherever, because it's just amazing the people that happen to walk into the Miss Bellows Falls Diner.
That should be something pretty interesting, though, for anybody who enjoys meeting people and has also a bit of a, you know, a history buff, and a lot of that is actually people watching and actually noticing the people who pass through.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a diner, I mean, not just Miss Bellows Falls Diner, but diners generally have on it. So if you run from another state or another country, usually a conversation will start up because it's only 28 seats, so the space is very small. So it's really a close environment inside there.
Well, in spite of the small and limited space that you may have, though, you make the most of it, and you have actually quite a full menu.
Yeah, we do cater to the locals, as simple as, hot roast or liver and onions, and then to the tourists also, where we have our pasta dishes, and we also have our wraps and things that are sort of salads that people are into today that are health conscious. So yeah, it is quite an extensive menu for only 28 seats.
Well, we had ourselves a real tasty burger while we were there, and it was actually quite nice, the entire experience.
And one thing I just want to mention, we have the biggest 6-ounce burger that has, I believe, in all of Vermont.
Yeah, the biggest 6-ounce burger. Well, 6-ounce burger would be the same wherever you would have it, but there it's served actually in a very special way.
Well, that's very true. I'm glad you made well comment that it would be anywhere. But what we do is when we cook it down, we start with like 7 ounces, and we cook it down to a real 6-ounce.
That's right.
Right, that's the big difference.
Well, that among other things, that's what makes it the big thing. Oftentimes they say, well, before cooking, well, they end up buying the most regular ground beef they can get, and it ends up being like a shriveled half an ounce, piece of carbonized.
Exactly.
Yeah, ground beef, whatever it may be. Here's
and you
a
still
thick,
have it medium rare.
Oh, it's a thick, juicy, delicious burger served on a fresh bun where you have the... And you actually have potato chips that you serve with it. You can actually order your fries separately if you want to.
That's right.
And cheese fries. Ooh, they were good.
And top it all off, a chocolate milkshake.
Ooh.
True diner experience. Have a chocolate milkshake at the Miss Bellows Falls Diner.
It truly is.
Yeah, I missed out on that vanilla malt, unfortunately. But next time around, I'm going to have my vanilla milkshake. But the chocolate was just as delicious. And you can have it ultra thick or you can have it regular.
That's correct. And, wow. You know, as they say, what I was really surprised at is the amount of health foods that we actually sell, where your salads and vegetable meals are concerned. In a diner, you would expect people to come in and just, ask for your meat products, hot dogs and things of that sort. But I'm just really surprised. I had no idea that so many people are on health care.
Well, there's a new health consciousness that's sweeping the nation, and it's amazing. You might not expect it out of a diner. I mean, it's one of the nice combinations of things that we saw at the Miss Bellows Falls Diner was the fact that not only can you have that traditional slice of Americana, you can also go in there and you can eat well if you want to.
Yeah. One other thing I just wanted to mention, that the Miss Bellows Falls Diner is the most photographed building in Bellows Falls.
Well, it's very unique. I mean, these particular diners, like the one from Worcester, they were specially built to be diners, but they were meant to evoke the railroad, as the 1920s built diners were.
Yeah, exactly. And if you probably remember that almost all the pictures that I have in the diner are train engines.
Yes, definitely. Well, we're trainiacs, so we notice that kind of thing.
Right.
There were only 600 of these diners manufactured, and less than 100 still exist today, and one of those is the Miss Bellows Falls Diner.
Yeah, and thank God that there has been a resurgence in interest in diners, because that has saved a number of them over the last 10 years or so. In fact, I know somebody that actually bought one of these diners and had enough money to just put it in their backyard, and that's where they have their sort of parties and things like that.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. I mean, you've seen it over the years where people will say, well, this is old, we don't want it anymore, we want to look modern and forget the past. And it is so sad, because one of the more interesting things, not just about Bellows Falls, but about visiting any place for that matter, is actually getting a taste for the way people once lived before. I mean,
exactly. And the Miss Bellows Falls Diner has really stood still in time. I mean, if you went in there in 1942 when it was first set there, it really hasn't changed at all, except maybe the faces. And I say maybe the faces. Some of the faces have gotten older.
Well, that's what I mean by some of the older faces, because you do have a certain large quantity of repeat clientele, which is a tip of the hat to the overall service and ambiance and general overall pleasure it is to eat at the Miss Bellows Falls Diner.
Well, thank you.
Charlie Jarvis, thank you for joining us on Travel World today. We're approaching the bottom of the hour break, and when you're in Bellows Falls, you're sure to see the Miss Bellows Falls Diner. Stop in and say hello to Charlie. Tell him Travel World sent you. Stay tuned for the break. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, the Travel World radio show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee? Travel World radio show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
across America.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction.
Hey, Robert. Hey, boy, this noise is really awful.
Take herbal supplements will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut.
Yeah, problem is it's kind of interfering with the broadcast.
Okay.
You can't find a regular landline, huh?
I was looking all over. There's no other. No internet has portable phone
We'll cap it off. We'll have you on for another segment or two. See if you can get yourself a standard phone at the time. Maybe we'll have a better phone day then. You know, you never know. It might be Ma Bell.
Okay.
But thanks for being on.
Concept importing facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for free audio, video, or
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Welcome back just once again.
Yeah.
So, there's a little bit of noise on the phone.
Yeah, right there's noise. I have a bit difficulty to hearing you.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, the way the switchboard is worked out is that you'll hear us a little bit low. What I'm going to do, I'm going to try to see what I can do about this noise here. Otherwise, I might give you a ring back here.
Okay, you want to phone me back?
Actually, I think I got a handle on it here. Yeah, let me call you back in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. 30.
Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter.
Yeah.
And GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Sader Van. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town, Boston and a Baton Rouge, Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City,
and welcome back to Travel World. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus here this Saturday morning, keeping you company and just finishing up with our discussion on Bellows Falls, Vermont. We stayed at the Whippoorwill Cabins, a true taste of what America was like in the 30s and 40s, traveling down the two-lane highways that crisscrossed the nation. Just looking at the sign as you walked into the Whippoorwill with its old neon facing, it was just like, how can I say it? Going back to your childhood and sitting there in the cabins with the screened-in porches, and the furnishings were 1940-ish, 1950-ish, little 12-inch black and white television, bringing in three channels, and you were like in another era. We went downtown Bellows Falls, walked around, took that walking tour that we discussed with Robert McBride earlier, saw all of the historic buildings, of course, going back to the turn of the century. The richest lady in America, the richest person in America, Hetty Green, was from Bellows Falls, Vermont, the daughter of a New Bedford whaling captain, married into money as well. And she
Hello,
Lorraine. Falls.
Yeah.
Okay, we're had her, ready to go on there with there. You right now.
So you can see where that was. Of course, it was just going down, and you have a bank building there. That's all the 1960s progress we bemoan so much on the show, how they tear down a Victorian-era mansion of the richest woman in America and build a 1960s generic bank branch that could be anywhere, Muncie, Indiana, or Bellows Falls, Vermont. But
yeah, it was quite a forgettable kind of architecture to that particular building.
I just wish they still had that old building there and we could have taken a tour, but hey, we were like 35 years too late.
Want to mention a very special guest that we have with us online right now. It's quite an honor. We, of course, are very musically inclined here at Travel World, even though we're talking about travel. Part of the One of the things that makes life worth living, in fact, if you ask me, is music. I mean, you've seen all the instruments that I have in the basement, Steve.
Yes, the Bacchus Orchestra here.
Well, it's a bit of a stretch to call me a musician. I say I have instruments and I play them, and as the old saying goes, make a joyful noise, but that's what I do. One person who is definitely making sweet, sweet music, who was actually headliner at Place des Arts in our very own Montreal Jazz Festival, Lorraine Demaret joins us online. Lorraine, welcome to Travel World.
Oh, my pleasure.
One of the things that was a particular treat for me, because I'm a fan of all kinds of old-time jazz as well, is the rendition of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue that you did.
Yeah, well, it's a very personal interpretation of the concerto, which you can hear some improvisations from my playing,
mm-hmm.
and you also can hear the original music from Gershwin, which Gershwin writes for the concerto.
Your own band is a trio of musicians. You have it's actually like a stand-up bass, and you have a drum kit.
Yes, right.
And it's with a large bass drum. It's very reminiscent of a Buddy Rich drum kit that he plays.
Well, Buddy Rich was mostly a big band drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Camille, I think he would have played big band as well, but I think for the trio setup, he's the right guy for that kind of thing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But what was really interesting was all the little add-ins and the piano fills. You can tell, and that's one thing I particularly enjoy about jazz, is the way you can get so carried away in the music, and I tell you, you just set that piano on fire.
Oh, yeah, well, it was mostly my music that we played at the Place des Arts, as you mentioned before, reminiscence of the Gershwin and Cole Porter music also.
Well, we certainly enjoyed a lot of the renditions of the music that you played. You have many of your own compositions, and we noticed, of course, a very common theme, and that's something that we try to put into our own travel program as well, a theme of love.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was the main theme for this album, and trying to develop some themes
mm-hmm.
to gravitate around love, you know, expression and passion and all what is associated to this word.
Which is one of the most interesting and most rewarding parts of actually watching you play is the furor and passion that you put into the piano as you're playing it. And
yeah.
that makes a very interesting show for anybody to watch. It'll get almost anybody into the music. It's like you'll be in the back. You cannot possibly just sit there and not offer anything because you just want to get into it. It says, yes, I want to be there.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the music. So especially playing with the symphony and the trio was so exciting. So this is something that comes from the inside, you know. You really want to play, and I guess I'm very passionate of doing it. And I guess this communicate to the people.
Well, that's the thing that came across mostly to me, because, you know, we've traveled the world, we've seen people play, and I mean, I talk about it in just popular music, for instance. You can contrast the passion in music versus someone like a Melissa Etheridge versus a Shania Twain. Shania Twain is just, you know, regurgitating words. They go in one ear and out the other. and there's not really much in the way of inspiration there. Where an original artist such as Melissa Etheridge, you can tell it comes from the heart. It's the same thing when I'm watching you play. Whatever the piece may be, it's full heart and soul, passion into it.
Oh, it's a so nice compliment you're doing to me now. But sincerely, it comes from the heart. This music is my passion since many, many years, and I just love playing it, so probably that's why I entitled this album Love.
Ah, yes. The album should be available in most music stores by now, I would expect.
Yeah, and you also can get it by on my website.
Yes, please give that out.
Yeah, www.LorraineDesmarais.com.
Yes, for sure. Now, there's one thing that is common about Travel World is that I do not always hear things correctly. And Stephen will attest to that.
World According to Willem Backus. Yes,
yes, yes. It makes for some very comical situations. I didn't quite get the title of one of the songs. It sounded to me, and you'll forgive me if I'm really mangling it, like Shakesy Bakesy Love.
Oh, well, maybe it's a coincidence or I don't know. Something close to that, I don't know.
What was the title of that particular piece?
You're talking on the album?
Well, it's something you played at Place des Arts, because I saw you play.
Oh, something I played at Place des Arts with the orchestra.
Yeah, and it sounded like Shakesy Bakesy Love.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe it was, what is this thing called, Love?
Wasn't this thing called Love?
Yeah, maybe it was the first tune I played.
No, it was about four or five tunes into your set.
Oh, maybe a blues. Bluesy Busy Lovers.
That's it?
Yeah.
Bluesy Busy Lovers.
Yeah, right.
Bluesy Busy Lovers.
Yeah, I always like to do like a salute to blues. You know, I like playing the blues sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the trio, we've been doing that for a long time too, and I think it's one of the style or one of the kind of progression musically we like to do.
Oh, yes. Now I got the title of music. Now you're probably going to laugh about someone calling that. You're probably going to get a kick out of this because, you know, naturally, there's a friend of mine who plays in a band, and they were asked once to play what someone called the Chemical Song. And he says, it turns out what he wanted to hear was a song called Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. And you can understand how the guy might have come up with that because, you know, in the refrain when it says, hey, little thing, let me light your candle now, and he thought it was, let me light your chemical.
Oh!
Yeah, well, there's a whole website about, you know, kissthisguy.com, but I'm probably the king of that. We'd gone to Hawaii, and it's the first time that guy had ever been called Deep Fried Louie. He was Chief Waluigi, in fact.
Uh-huh.
So that's just me and my silly ears.
He hears just what he wants to hear.
Now, how do you go about now coming up with the inspiration for your music? Does it just hit you as you're going through your daily life, or do you actually sit and put a little concentration to it? How does it come to you?
Well, yeah, both. I would say both. I'm always thinking of a next production and see what music I would like to do and what I would like to compose. And I got flash like this during the day or just doing something, walking or exercising or things like this. And then sometimes I mark down those ideas. And when I sit down and try to create, I go to see what I have, like what kind of idea I already have, and then I can develop those ideas.
This is incredible. I'm reading part of your bio here, and it's almost like a who's who of places that you've been. You know, you've been touring France. You had the History of Piano Jazz that you did, Canadian Festival Tour.
Yeah.
You've got, five CDs out already?
Yeah, I got seven already.
Seven?
Yeah.
Good heavens. So this is, you know, very well accomplished, and it was...
It's very devoted to the cause, I would say.
Well,
it's a passion. I really like it very much.
Definitely. One of our own, Lauren Demery, thank you for joining us here on Travel World Radio Show. And if you're in Montreal, come and see Lauren Demery play. Check it out, laurendemery.com on the internet. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on the Travel World Radio Show. Stay tuned. Travel World Radio Show. Hello?
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress.
Means, thank you for
at Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons,
yeah,
group lessons,
back,
and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice
know,
in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra-memory brain tonic. To try Ultra-memory risk-free. Call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a roofing generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading
reality. If you're looking for a powerful but simple to use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading,
you want
get ready, get set, read.
Where did you go,
Keith
Randall S.O.B.?
Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready,
Bonnie.
Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches to maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah.
Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
We are going off the deep end here at Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford with No Hands of Chad. That was many years ago while we were on CIQC. And here we are today. Good heavens.
Yes.
We just had Lauren Demaray on. We were talking to Robert McBride. We had phone line quality problems, but hey, what the heck? You know, nothing Cool Edit Pro can't fix.
You know, we can always fix it up. And of course, I'm working for the weekend, a staple and part of the tradition of Travel World.
Working for the weekend,
except those of us who play radio.
Yes, we play radio. God, you'd think we were sitting in our basement just recording some show for fun that would end up on some obscure computer somewhere and no one would ever listen to it.
Who would ever do that?
Not us. No,
Radio Lapeer. Radio Free Lapeer.
Yes, and the Bovine Bar.
Well, the Bovine Bar, I hear that they're talking about Vermont and they're planning to open up some bovine bars, division of Parmalat Dairies. I saw the press release. I don't know whether I should believe anything I get from Monsieur Lavache or his cousin Jersey Cow.
Yes, our school of broadcasting. Yes, listen to our SOB. Oh, yes. USOB, you did this to me. That's what we call it. The United States School of Broadcasting. USOB, you did this to me.
You get your diploma.
Oh, yes, our diploma.
I think you can also, for an extra fee, get a master's degree.
Yes, well, we're already master debaters.
Yes. We do that every day.
Cunning linguists. Yeah, that's us.
Our language skills are vastly improving. That is why they asked us to do a show in French as well.
Yes, three of them, two of which actually made the airwaves, and the one which was,
the conspiracy theorists.
The conspiracy theorists, yes, the great Comrex theory. Yes. Did they actually link up the Comrex, or did they not?
What's this, a two-pronged thing? Does it go in the wall?
Oh, it's
Jean-François, Jean-François, what day?
Hey, c'est anglais. It's not phone Jack. It's phone Jacques.
Well, there will be a memo sent out from the appropriate Quebec ministry to tell you what the proper terms in radio are.
Yes. It's well, we had that listing of stuff. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me, these Berlitz translation books as well as the Ulysses ones.
That you get
How do they choose what words to translate? You'd think they'd have stuff like, what time does the bus leave? How do I find a taxi? No. It's go to the store and it's a list of, you know,
paint varnish and sandpaper. I buy that every day, don't you?
Yeah, especially when I'm on holidays. Yeah. Paint varnish and sandpaper. The other ones were these beauties. Cucumber, condom, salad dressing.
Paper towels and taxes included.
I mean, okay, who are these people? Must be
focus groups.
Yeah, the focus groups. Emphasis on focus.
Yes, they do that every day to all of us. Yes,
that's what the consultants are for. They're not anywhere by any means are they interested in doing any good to the world. They just want to rake in their money and get us to go to their generic stores and their generic this, generic that, and generic that. Oh,
radio bores you, doesn't it?
Yes, radio bores me. It also could have something to do with the fact that I had 2 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, you had 2 hours, oh.
I was lucky to have 2 hours. Basically, I was sitting...
Ladies keeping you awake too much?
Well, you could say that. I mean, I went out to see a band play, and of course, there are these three young blondes who were after me.
Oh, not three young ducks, okay.
No, that was Charlie, Chuck. No, the three young blondes who were after me, and I actually took one of them home. Of course, it did help.
How much was she?
No, it actually did help that I had had her properly slosh drunk. As the old saying goes, candy is dandy.
But liquor is quicker.
Definitely, and I don't know if she knows even what happened. But
doesn't know your name, luckily.
Well, it is lucky that way, because if something ever happens that way...
Who am I with? Sean McMullen.
Yes, but the chair is not my son. Yeah. Billie Jean is not my lover, but the chair is not my son.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The sun and the moon.
The sun, moon, and the stars. Yeah.
The stars are on the sun and the moon, no.
Yeah. Oh, this is the stars. The stars on 45. Oh, well. Yeah, we had a lot of fun yesterday watching the band Loose Change play. Emphasis on loose. In need of a change.
And they played their latest hit, Long Ago and Far Away.
Actually, they have no hits. They played other people's music. But they're a decent enough band. The guitar player is lots of fun.
At least they're
not
members of T-Mag. They can't get kicked out for plagiarism.
No, they can't. Well, you're supposed to do it when you're a cover band. You're supposed to play other people's music.
Yeah.
But they do a reasonably good job. They're willing to improvise a little bit. Gary, the lead guitarist, is pretty well skilled. But there's a series of songs. And it's funny. His face is pretty expressive because there's an awful lot of songs he absolutely, utterly hates to play, and you see it in his face going, when is this stupid song going to end? But he never misses a note.
He knows how to do it, but Mr. Enthusiasm.
It's actually quite funny to watch. I think I caught part of it on videotape, and you probably look at it and go, yeah, there's a guy who's pulling teeth while playing his guitar.
He had the minutes till he goes home?
Well, he was. No, not really go home until the song was over. And, of course, Sherry likes to bring up all of her talentless friends. And, oh, I didn't say that on national radio now, did I?
Oh, talentless, yes.
Well, there's maybe two people she knows who can really sing. And Sherry herself is a lot of fun to see. But there's this girl, Elizabeth, that she puts on with her. And this girl, well, she's graduated to tambourine, okay? And she could do the tambourine. But the last time that she was actually playing with a band called This Is True, she was on the keyboard. Well, this is a girl who never changed chords. They were playing a simple song, Sweet Home Alabama. You'd think that she could change a chord. It was just G, C, D, simple progression. She's still on D. And everyone's wondering, who is out of tune here? And it's her. And they got a notice from the bar manager that says, next time that she gets up to sing with you guys get to go home. So that tells you what this woman is like.
Oh, it tells you that she hasn't overly appreciated her lack of talents.
Well, yeah.
Or not making a big name for herself.
Well, lack of talent is a pretty good way to put it, because...
Well, lots of people think they have talent.
Yes.
That's why they have amateur night.
Yeah, well, and then there are the people who go to karaoke, of course, who think that it's Star Search, and, oh, is that a key, and why are all these people,
They're not going to, Ed McMahon will not be there. You'll be lucky if you find Sean McMullen.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, some of these people, I look at it, and I'm going, good, you know, will you people please just, you know, it's for fun. Sing for fun, but karaoke, I mean, I sing karaoke all the time. And whether I do or don't sing well, I don't care. I went there and had a good time. If I ever have not a good time, that's the time to stop singing.
Well, isn't there one guy who plans to change his name and hit the big circuit down there in Nashville? Boy, Entertainment has a contract with his name on it.
Calgary. Well, of course they have a contract with his name on it, because every other asshole who goes to that place is named Michaels.
Yes, yeah, so they already have a contract with his name on it, yes.
Yeah.
And Patrick Michaels? Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Michael Patrick?
Ozzy couldn't come too soon.
No. Well,
let's talk about a stretch.
Great holding power.
Yeah, staying power.
Staying power.
Yes, that's...
Holding power, holding pattern, staying power.
I thought Shakesy Bakesy Love had something to do with choking the chicken. Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, well...
Yeah, that would be self-love. It was a code.
It was a code. It was for all the talking donkeys in the world, and they were sending a message to their operatives around the world, to all the fellow talking donkeys, that this was choking the chicken, and that's the main dish served at the Airport Hilton in West Palm Beach, where the sports bar is pulling
the goalie. What was the other word she said? It was bluesy bakesy love, or?
Bluesy ballsy love, bluesy bassy love.
Bluesy bassy, bluesy ballsy. I guess we'll run the tape back and figure it out at some point.
Yeah, play it backwards and hear all the messages from Satan's Land, just south of the Bellows Falls on Highway 5.
Putney is the devil, Putney is the devil.
Oh boy, see, the Santa's helper there with all his biker tattoos. I didn't know. Well,
he didn't have nipple rings.
Get kicked out of the Hell's Angels. There is a job waiting for you driving Santa's Land.
It's Satan's Land.
Satan.
On the rusty rails.
Rusty rails. Well, that's what they say when they say crazy train. That is the crazy train, right? That is the crazy train at Satan's Land. Have you ever wondered why Santa's uniform is red?
Oh, absolutely. It's always red.
Always red.
And why he has these elves that seem to look like little demons.
All a conspiracy.
Yes, that's our great comrades conspiracy.
And those lovely cabins across the street from 1941, you can find them on the internet, the Library of Congress page, LCC.com.
Isn't there somewhere where there's like a river nearby with a 1920 Model T that's somewhere at the bottom of the river that they Wayne Rogers is going to... he's going to dredge up and... You know, find out that
they made it into a movie with Wayne Rogers many years ago. It was based on an unsuspecting family's visit over two generations. And, our minds are having
totally,
warped. Talk radio. Yes.
Well, join us next week. Will and back is Stephen Pickford.
Have a great week.
The Travel World Radio Show.
WLYP, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO Reno, Nevada, and other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.